The light is so bright that's upon us. It's stirring things. It's activating things. It's moving things. It's adjusting things. So it's very important that we stay present, that we stay proper, that we stay ready for love's arrival, because we don't want to push any distractors away. Like whatever's coming into our life, we want to be aware, we want to be prepared, we want to address everything and make sure that we receive the gift, that we receive the good pleasure, that we receive the statement, because everything is unfolding for our own light security, for our own light quotient, for our own light stability. So what we're doing is we're drawing from the very best. And when I said draw, it was like they just had this sort of light just come through. And it just like opened up what was hidden. So we know about that in terms of the macrocosm. You know, everything's going to be exposed. Everything's going to be revealed. And we're cool with that. What we don't always insist upon is that everything gets revealed within self. We don't like to be disturbed. We don't like to be bothered. But here's the thing. We want to remember that we're soon to awaken. We're soon to assess. We're soon to assist. So that assisting, that lady still isn't here, is how would I say this? It's just so important. It's so extraordinary. It's so pervasive. It's like if you can understand, you're being prepared for the many. So imagine everyone's going to get a million people. Boom, there you are. So those million people are looking at you. How do I ascend? How do I lift my vibration? How do I deal with my spouse? How do I do whatever? And if we don't have the proper admission ticket, meaning that we don't have the proper note, we don't have the proper line, we don't have the proper offering, well then spirit's got to send them somewhere else. And so if you want to just imagine, if you think about the atonement or you think about the tapestry where all of us are needed, so we all come with sponsoring desires, meaning that we still seem to have this loose concept of an individual self. That's going to be shifting. But for the moment, we're still functioning in form, still functioning in our individual lives. And so everything that causes a stir, everything that causes a tizzy, be aware that it's surfacing, it's being kicked up. So everything can be placed down nicely. Everything can be properly prepared. Everything can be put in a seat. So this is the time to come into your, how would I call that? Like your fine imagining, your fine impression, your fine scenery, your fine like new formulation. But when we're saying new formulation, it's so much grander than you could possibly imagine. So we want to stay a while. We want to like hang out for the fitting. We want to try on the new garment. We want to, what would be the word? We want to keep trying. We want to keep going back. We want to keep stroking, because that light that's coming upon us, that's literally activating our codes, it's activating the quantum DNA, it's already doing its stuff. It's already doing its thing. So we remember when we had the sword and it's like it's cutting what needs to be revealed. It's cutting what needs to be seen. It's cutting what needs to be presented. So it's almost like, how would I say it? Like we would eventually get there, you know, one by one by one. But instead, the sword is like, well, let me just slice that open for you. And now you can see everything is inside. So that's basically what's occurring. So we want to remember to try. And the reason being that these energies, they're so supportive for us. They're also quite stronger than many of us are used to handling or interfacing with. And so this is where there's going to be a lot of movement. There's going to be a lot of change. There's going to be a lot of things that, oh my gosh, in a million years, I never would have expected them to say that. I never would have expected this. So you can pretty much expect the unexpected. And how would I say that? And like still go along your way. In other words, the more that you can kind of sort of stretch and embrace, embrace everything with your total sunshine. Because you want to remember, we're no longer looking to the world to please us. I'm probably going to lose every guest I ever had with that one. But it's true. We're not looking for the world to please us. We're coming equipped with our own presentation, with our own light, with our own true nature, with our own true vibration, with our own true frequency. So we want to remember that everything that we need is inside. And so if you're lacking, if you're missing, it's sort of like, oh my gosh, now what do? My hands are empty. What we look for, what we find for is found within. So in other words, we're bringing up the vibration. We're bringing up the frequency. We're introducing the light. We are forgiving. We are going higher than the mind. We're not getting into the old argument. So all this, there she is. Jill did arrive. Welcome, Jill. Nice to have you. So all of this is, gosh, I kind of lost my place, but that's okay. So we're opening up to our timeless security. So timeless being, now when I said timeless security, I was so very pleased that I lost my place, because when I saw timeless security, oh my gosh, it looks like if Merlin had a room of treasure. And so just imagine you've got, treasure chests, and more wealth, and more crystals, and like, it's just so beyond anything we can imagine. And the reason being is we're so used to never having enough, because this whole realm functions out of separation. And we bought into it, of course, because we did not know now not to. And so we keep experiencing not enough. Separate from someone you love, your money, your health, your youth, whatever it is, a lot of separation. So when we expand and remember, we're opening up, remember that room that just looked extraordinary? Just imagine you saw it. So this is what we're opening up to. So when we expand, remember, we're expanding to cover, to bless all that we see. All the chaos, all the commotion, all the, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine this is happening. It's like, let me cover it with light. Let me cover it with prayers. Let me hold the intention that everything's working out for everyone's ascension, for everyone's profit, for everyone's safe journey. So we don't want to be part of the 3D reality that goes into fear and goes into woe and goes into whose fault it is. If something needs to be healed or something needs to be corrected, it'll be shown. It'll be found. But we don't want to go into the judgment of it, because we're here to hold the light. You cannot hold the light and hold the judgment. They want me to say that three times. I will do that. You cannot hold light and judgment. You cannot hold judgment and light. It's because we're so used to still being identified with the mind without the heart. So we walk around judging. We walk around being critical. I don't care how wonderful you are as a light worker. If you're not ascended yet, enlightened yet, you're following your mind, and your mind is busy judging. So what we're learning is to be driven by the heart. So just imagine Mary Magdalene just came in through you, took over your body. What would Mary Magdalene do in this moment of crisis or with this concern or whatever? And just imagine that. She wouldn't blame and yell and carry on or whatever. She would open up to her treasure. She would open up to her light. She would open up to the awareness that she knows we're all the same, meaning that we're all one. So out of the frequency, out of the light's engagement, out of the alignment, we bring forth. We bring forth the good. We bring forth whatever is needed. So allow yourself to shine. So when they're saying shine, they actually just want me to end there, and that seems so a little different, but today is just a little different all the way around. So it just is what it is. But what did I want to say? Oh, allow yourself to shine. And then they literally just left. So what I really got from that is we truly don't understand how important that is. We truly don't understand the sign of the times. Like, we're here to be the light work. And we've been saying that from, I don't know, 1987 or whatever, where it's so said so often, it's like overused. It's almost like saying love or God. It's like, oh, okay, now what? So the light worker is like working your light. So we really want to take a look at if we're working with our light or we're working with our negative mind. And it's okay if we are. But if we notice we are, we want to make some accommodations. We want to make some adjustments. We want to make some concessions so that we shine brightly. Now, when I just said shine brightly, I cannot explain how bright everyone suddenly appeared to me. It was sort of like, boom. Oh my gosh. So when we're talking about that treasure room that I just found like extraordinary, the energy was very similar actually to Felicia's picture. So if anyone happens to see Felicia's picture online, it had that same like gold energy and the light and auspicious and awesome. So again, as we receive this light, we're doing this for the many. We're doing this for our God self. We're doing this for the divine. So God, the divine, goddess, whoever you love, everything, everyone you love, this is who we're doing it for. And so we want to have that motivation, and we want to make sure that motivation is strong, because it's like these are the times we've been waiting for, and they have arrived. So now it's time to like, we're the choir. So it's like time to get out those books and start singing our hymns. Again, singing with our light, breathing with our light, claiming our light. So allow this like taste of this new association to touch down. And when they said touch down, I'm just sort of like tapping on the third eye for everyone's benefit, because we're all being shown. And so we're all being shown in the kindest gesturing. Some of us are like opening up more clairvoyantly. Some may have a sense or a feel, or you may have gifts come out all different ways. So it's really important not to get hung up on how your gift presents. So I'll just close with this, because someone needs to hear this. I used to get very hung up because I would be jealous, ego, of people that literally would see, I don't know, Jesus walking across the room or Isis or whoever. I personally do that periodically, but more often I don't. More often, it's more subtle. I see a head, or sometimes I'll see a hand and I know it's his hand. I mean, it's like the funniest thing. So don't feel like you need it to be like a motion picture movie in order to believe that it's real. If you feel it, if you sense it, you're gonna feel it within. We wanna remember that the physical eyes are not showing us true reality. So don't be looking for physical eyesight to examine, meaning that trust the other senses that are coming through in terms of how you're receiving, how you're experiencing, because it's going to come in all kinds of groovy ways. So receive in your inner heart. Oh my gosh, this is so